Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Morning,
Donna
everybody.
Valentine, Steve Patterson.
Morning.
Dawn McClain.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Morning. Hey, everybody. Everybody have a good weekend? Dawn, you got your second shot.
That's why I didn't say yes.
Oh, did it knock you down?
Wow.
Tell us about you. You got second Pfizer dose?
I did, yeah.
Okay, and a lot of us fear what could happen after that second shot, the day of / day after.
Well, I was told because I had COVID, the first one was going to be bad, and then the second one would be no big deal.
Was the first one bad?
Yeah.
Oh, so, and the, first
so was the,
and
second.
The second. Oh,
the
no.
The second was worse. But don't stop that. Make you stop that getting
it's
a vaccine. It's temporary. I had a really hard time on Saturday and Sunday, really dizzy, running into walls.
Oh, no.
I'm still doing that today.
So okay.
I'm just going to keep in place.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know what? It'll be gone by tomorrow.
And you got it on Friday?
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Wow. It's okay.
But look, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. I must have not a very strong constitution, you know, body-wise.
Oh.
Because I got COVID so bad, and now
you
look
did.
At my... What the hell's wrong with me?
Hey.
Nothing. I mean, I think it's just like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Feeble? Weak?
No, I just think it's a... It's a crapshoot.
Okay.
I really don't... Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows how it's going to affect them. I had nothing from either.
Oh.
You're only on number one, right?
I'm only on number one. I get number two this Saturday.
I had a little bit of a headache, but I don't even know if it was from the shot. It could have just been allergies and sinus.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Steve, did you have anything?
No, not after the first one. No.
Okay.
No, it's totally fine there. So we'll see how the second one goes.
Yeah.
Don, I was telling you this earlier this morning. Fauci. Anthony Fauci, when asked this weekend, is it time to start relaxing indoor mask requirements? He actually said, I think so.
Oh.
And I think you're going to probably be seeing that as we go along and as more people get vaccinated. So if Fauci's saying it, that means we're trending in the right direction.
Great.
And now, Don, think about how you're going to, I mean, you probably already felt this way a little bit, having had COVID and recovered, but you're like a week or 2 weeks out from being the closest thing you can be to invincible when it comes to COVID. She's going to start licking doorknobs and stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just get downright hazardous.
Start looking along the side of the highway for lunch, whatever.
Yes. What?
Yeah, you don't care. That's one of her side effects.
Oh, okay.
Just let it go.
By the way, there are some shortages happening, and coming up at about 10:30 after the College of Pop Culture Knowledge today, we'll run down some things that you might have a hard time finding. This is all because of the supply chain being all backed up because of the pandemic.
I'll save it. But I got my brother-in-law who works in the automobile industry, and he says this chip shortage that they're having with new cars, they can't get these chips.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's Intel chips or whatever these chips are. It's causing a real slowdown in production. And used vehicles, see, when I said I'll save it, I didn't mean that.
I know.
Used vehicles are skyrocketing in value.
Mm.
Your used car.
Ooh, good
have
to
you guys
know.
Gotten any of these emails from a dealership where you purchased a vehicle that's saying, hey, we'd love to buy that car. Your car could get more money right now than it could in any other time.
No, I'm interested. I had a dream last night that my car was breaking down and I needed a new one and I was really upset. But maybe this is good news for me.
Here's what my brother-in-law was saying. They said, if you lease a car, so you trade in your used vehicle, you get a top dollar for it because they just need more inventory with used cars. And then you lease. Now, a lot of people are very opposed to a lease, but if you choose to lease, and that's fine, I've done that before. If you do, he said at the end of that lease period, that 3-year lease period typically, usually you have a buyout. If you want to buy the car, they have an adjusted number for you to purchase the vehicle, and it's like a deal. But he said right now you would have a really good deal because of what's happening. Usually you're underwater a little bit at the end of a lease, but here you would be like net positive because of how slowly the value of used vehicles is going down, because the dealership knows they can sell that for more. Does this any of this make sense?
Oh,
chips.
Yeah. Do yeah. it. Take yourself out for a steak dinner.
Hey.
I love it. Hey, so I am not a mom, but every year my godson in New Jersey sends me on the day before Mother's Day something.
Wow.
Flowers, just wow. a gift. And so
how sweet is that?
I know, it's so sweet, yes. especially because now he's all grown up, you know. Aww. He's in his late 20s now, and he still sends me this little gift. And so this time I got it, and I saw the box, and I went, oh, this is probably from Ryan. So I had every intention of videoing myself opening it just so they could see me just, you know, and going, oh, I love it, thank you so much, you know, just a generic video. At the last minute, I decided not to.
Oh, you
video
should have.
Myself.
Oh, it would have been great, Donna.
Oh my God! Oh, are you already watching?
I'm now
oh,
watching.
You were supposed to wait.
I'm sorry.
So
I couldn't help myself.
I open this thing, and out pops. I take the top off of the box. And all of a sudden, all these things start flying around in my house. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm screaming. And I'm laughing. I'm like, ah! And so there's these fake butterflies and roses just come pouring out of it. It's front. And I go, oh, my God. I saw this on Shark Tank. It's a company called Send a Cake.
Uh-huh.
And I will link up, Dawn, you can see for yourself there. I will. You could even play a little bit.
Okay, so
you can
I've got it right here.
Okay, let's play a little bit.
My daughter sent me one of these, but it was something else.
Oh, really? And yeah. There's a little cake in there, like a little bundt uh-huh. cake.
Yeah, right.
And which I haven't tried yet, but that's exactly how I reacted. And then I started jumping
funny.
Up and down in my kitchen, and I'm like, ah! It's so much fun.
And they have all sorts of different things. They have confetti pop boxes, yeah. things for Mother's Day, jumbo cake bombs.
Yeah, Earthy really things. Fun. I can't remember who invested in this, if it was Barbara or Lori, but really cute. I mean, high quality box.
It is. Yeah. It's yeah, really neat. I saved it. It all folds up together.
Yeah.
And I think mine was a little cake and it had confetti or something that jumped out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, it's the equivalent fun. Of remember the days when you'd open something and all these snakes would pop out?
Yes.
It's
yes.
this ball fan. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I love that.
So much fun. Again, I believe it's called Send a Cake, and there's different variations of, you know, the same theme of different companies, but mine was Send a Cake, and it just made my whole day. So,
oh, cute.
I'll link up the video wonderful. For everybody at mytalk1071.com, okay? And then, Steve, maybe when we come back, you could tell us what you did for Lou.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's got me wanting to do the thing that she went out and did. So I'll tell you about that when we return. It is the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hope everybody had a great Mother's Day yesterday.
Boo, boo,
what a beautiful
boo,
Sunday.
Boo, boo, big nasty.
Gorgeous day here in the Twin Cities.
Oh,
what
really
did
nice.
Big Nasty do for Lady Lou?
Okay, it doesn't sound as good when you...
Well, you want us to lean into it or not, Big Nasty?
Let's test drive it for this segment, okay. And then I'll see if I need to put
take
it Old Yeller style, shoot it behind the shed.
Spoiler alert,
by the way.
Never saw it. Thanks.
You know, Lou, I got her some gifts. The kids got her some gifts and all that kind of stuff. But she, I asked her the day before, I said, what do you want Mother's Day to look like? Rather than me guessing, what's an ideal day for you tomorrow? And so she told me, and part of that was just going out. She was thinking of going to see that Billy Crystal, Tiffany Haddish movie. Here.
Oh yeah, that looks really good.
Oh, I forget what it's called.
Me too.
Here today, I believe it's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
But and then she decided, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to go out. Maybe I just want to go to Barnes and Noble and just walk around for a while at Eden Prairie Center. And I got to tell you, there are a few things that top what you on like my list of what you could do for two. I think she almost spent maybe 3 hours there. I don't know. Then going to Barnes & Noble in leisurely, without children, without looking at your watch at, oh, I need to be back for blank, just walking the aisles. It's one of still my favorite things to do. I just love it. I love walking the aisles of a big bookstore.
Well, yes. Enjoy it while you can.
Oh,
Donna.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, mom and pop shops aside, which are great. Like, I get it. We're corporate. We went to Barnes & Noble. But the funny thing is with Barnes & Noble, she found multiple books and went to get them. And then she saw on Amazon, they're like $10 cheaper. She saw a book that was $27.99 at Barnes & Noble. And on Amazon, it was $16.99. So it's $11. And she said, any chance that you guys price match so that I can give you guys this business? And they said, no, we only price match our own website. Don't even get me started on that insanity. The fact that we have to look up the better price on retailers' websites is crazy. Like, the fact that they wouldn't auto-match that, I don't like that at all. Am I alone in that?
So there's a different price on their website than they have on in their store.
Correct.
Aww.
And so I'm feeling like if we're patronizing the business, actually there, helping to keep the lights on for this brick and mortar. Isn't that better? But whatever.
That's probably why they're raising the price in the bookstore to justify keeping the store open. Maybe they have to raise the prices.
Yeah. Well, she ended up buying one book there at a higher price just because she had spent a few hours there and felt like she just wanted to, you know, give them some level of business. But it's just crazy that they're so much more expensive. They're just so much more expensive. I know Amazon's probably ruining the world. I get it.
It is.
Just saying. It's when the individual consumer is there and has four or five books and there's an $11 difference on all of them, what are you going to pay $50 more for
the
books?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry, Steve. That's terrible.
I would like to know.
Did she have a good day, though?
She had a great day. Okay. Yeah, I think so. And then she came home. She watched a movie. She invited any of the kids that wanted to come watch a movie with her. And then two of the kids went up there. It was the girls upstairs watching a movie in our bedroom. And then me and the boys went downstairs into the basement, watched a movie. It was great.
Great boys.
Aww.
Oh, cute.
You know, can I mention something? Actually, I should bring this up now because something else that I did while she was out. Hear me out. Uh-oh. Donna, do not shut this down, okay? Just give me a second.
Fine.
Remember the Golden Curls willow trees that I bought last week?
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody was like, don't plant those, you're an idiot, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I now have one of them, and they're big. They're like 12 feet tall right out of the box. I now have one of them, instead of returning it, planted on my deck in a big planter.
Oh, that's neat.
So my question is, if anyone has planted trees on your deck, I would love to know, because I think it adds an interesting sort of dramatic thing because it's tall and it's not just an arborvitae. And
what are you going to do after?
Well, here's my question. I can always transplant it. I could just transplant it and I could plant it. I could do that. But I would love for it to stay up there. My question is, if you keep it in a planter, you do naturally limit the growth of it, right? Which is what I want to do. I don't want this thing growing to be 40 feet tall and 30 feet wide on my deck. I just want it to be, I hear that if you prune it and then its roots can only grow so far because it will hit the side of the planter box, that it will stay a manageable size and shape. Anybody have any experience with this?
You're only going to do this for the season, right?
No, my plan would be if I could keep it there for multiple seasons, I would keep it there. and just limit its growth. So instead of it growing into a 40-foot tall, strong woman, it will just be a 12-foot tall, maybe 15 feet little girl.
Now the phones are blowing up.
Okay,
thanks,
let's
Steve.
Take it. Let's listen. Fine. It could be, right. Maybe okay. It's Bobby Jensen. What are you even planting these trees for? Sure. I'm not, what are you, do you even know why you're doing this?
All right, here we go. Hi all there, right. Guten Tag. Who's this?
Hi, tell him he can do that, but it just won't get as big as the other ones that are planted into the ground.
Can he
okay,
do it
well,
forever?
He's here. I'm here and I hear you. So that means that, that I, that's what I want. I don't want it to grow. I want it to kind of stay around the size that it is right now and add a little dramatic flair to the deck.
Yeah, it will. And just prune it like you usually do and however you want it pruned and keep it fertilized.
Okay.
Yeah, it just won't get as big as, you know, as in the ground. But yeah, go for it. But
oh,
in the
God,
fall, I would definitely put it in the ground time.
Oh. Okay.
Wait,
oh,
what did you say? What was the last thing you said? You scared me.
In the ground.
Put it in the ground fall time.
No, I don't want to. I want to keep it in the planter. Can I just keep it in the planter?
Forever.
Well, then, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
You're worried about the fact that it's,
stuff,
the roots aren't insulated as well.
On the bottom of the plant. So I don't know if it would make it.
All right.
Put it in the garage.
It's going to be too heavy.
Listen,
too tall.
Steve, you need
Thanks,
to talk
Debbie.
To an arborist for sure.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank
okay.
you. I don't know anything about anything. I just had all these new plants planted in my yard. And my guy, shout out to Kevin, was like, now make sure you water them every day. And this is like 2 days after. And I go, oh, I'm glad you told me that. It wouldn't even occur to me to water them.
You would have just let Mother Nature yes! water them when it chooses to rain.
That's exactly right.
And then you would have had a bunch of dead plants.
Right. And then I just heard this lady say something about fertilizing. I'm like, where's the memo on that?
Yeah, you should probably fertilize.
What does
I know
that mean?
I'm,
you go, how do, I think it means dog you, do or what?
Yeah.
No, Donna, they sell. Have you never been to like a lawn and garden set? They sell fertilizer that you can put around things that you've planted.
So
helps their growth.
Is it dirt-like?
You can get a spray.
Oh, I'm going to do the spray. Okay.
Like a shake and feed.
All right. Fertilizer. I'm putting it on the list. Home Depot.
This is interesting. This is striking you as a brand new concept. Fertilizer.
I've never fertilized one thing in my yard.
And it shows.
It did. Yeah. All right. Good talk, Steve.
Yeah, it was
hey,
decent.
Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live, he hosted. Let's discuss how he did coming up next.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Elon Musk was the host of Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and I was really getting ready for a train wreck. Personally speaking, overall, I think he did a pretty good job.
I thought so, too. I haven't heard much from Elon Musk. You know, he's someone you hear about more than you hear from. And if you hear
absolutely.
From him, it's via Twitter, usually. So it was just interesting to hear him talk. You know what I mean? Like at length to just hear him. I thought the monologue was cute, you know, like it worked. There were some funny lines in there. It was funny when his mom came out. I agree. It was not a train wreck. And I thought he actually delivered some lines in some of the sketches, you know, obviously deadpan. And he was already making fun of his delivery going into, in the monologue, he made fun of his own delivery and how it isn't exactly tailor-made for comedy.
Do you want to hear a little bit of his monologue and how he talked about how he is the first host to represent a specific group of people that...
I didn't know about this either.
Right.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But don't worry, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
Yeah, so he was, you know, know, he was cute. He actually, apparently, Dan Aykroyd revealed in 2013 that he has Asperger's, and he hosted a decade earlier. So technically,
oh no, now we have a feud.
Not the first, yeah. So
it makes so much sense.
It does,
because people with Asperger's have an incredible ability to like hyper focus on one or two, a couple of things,
sure, mm-hmm.
or maybe five things that interest them. And they know everything about that. So doesn't mm-hmm. it make sense that he has risen to be this tech giant?
Yes.
Yes, it really does.
It's just like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Also, if I'm an idiot here, that won't be the first or last time. I didn't know that he's from South Africa.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, I figured it out when his mom showed up.
I couldn't figure out what her accent was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's he also, interesting. Not only, makes sense.
Not only did he, you know, obviously SpaceX... he did. He's the guy behind Tesla, which is incredible. He also co-founded PayPal.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. What a triple thing. And did you see the there was that Chinese rocket mm-hmm. that landed on Saturday? Landed while they were taping Saturday Night Live, while they were shooting it. So they quick wrote a couple of jokes for the monologue. Excuse me. No, you're right. For the Weekend Update, which I thought was really funny.
It was. Some other funny bits that happened. Very, very. This was one of the better shows that I've seen in a while.
Who would have thunk it?
They did a sketch on post-quarantine conversations when you finally get together. We could play a little bit of this. You'll get the gist of it. It's very funny.
Okay, hold on just a second. I thought that was in the group of those other... Here we go. Nope. Got it.
Since quarantine started.
In a small town, somewhere between New York and D.C.
Uh-oh, this is going into murdered
order. Quarantine, right?
Yeah, totally. How was it?
Yeah, it was okay, considering. It was okay.
Yeah.
Who the f*** is this? Is this a person I know?
It's such a weird time, but things seem to be opening up again. Fingers crossed.
Who the hell is this woman? Is she like my wife's friend, or do our kids go to school together?
I mean, it's such a crazy time right now. I mean, what's summer even going to be like?
I know, right? Like, will people travel and do stuff?
I will get on a plane with you right now.
Is she my cousin? I feel like I'm flirting with someone that might be my cousin.
He remembers he's my cousin, right? How many times can a person say, it's such a crazy time right now?
It's such a crazy time right now, you know?
So did you travel at all?
No. You?
No.
Cool.
Is this really a conversation?
I think this is going pretty well.
And how was your quarantine?
You asked me that already, but it was, you know, it was okay.
Ups and downs? You stabbed your husband with a screwdriver. You wouldn't finish building the bookshelf and you stabbed him. You don't even own books.
But I'm sure we all went through some stuff.
Totally. It affected me zero.
So you get the gist. I mean, it's so funny. Which vaccine did you get?
Yeah,
Pfizer.
Right.
How about you? Moderna.
And then she's like, great, he asked me a close-ended question that literally goes nowhere.
Oh my gosh, it's just, you just get so tired of hearing yourself talk about this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
It was so relatable.
But everyone you bump into, you gotta do it. Oh, how's mm-hmm. it been for you guys?
Yeah.
I was...
This is a good reminder, by the way, I think. Not that necessarily featured Elon, but he was funny in that. He was in it. It wasn't Elon heavy. But I think this is a reminder that it behooves SNL to do more outside-the-box casting for guest hosts.
Oh, sure.
If possible. It just makes it a more interesting tune-in. And then if it is a train wreck, it's a train wreck. But it's a bummer when it's a train wreck or just flat. And it's someone funny.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I like
they
this.
Did a hilarious spoof on Mayor of Easttown, which is on HBO Max. It is so good. Steve, I want you to watch it because it takes place in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And Kate Winslet is the star. And she's fantastic. I love her in this. But they did a spoof that was just spot on, and it's called Murder Dirter. Just listen to a little bit of this.
somewhere between New York and D.C.
County sent me to oversee this investigation.
Comes another story of a grizzled lady detective.
You call me Care. Everybody else does.
Jarker found the body over there.
What do we know so far?
I don't know what we know. All I know is what we don't know.
With a very specific accent.
Oh, no. I know her. It's Owen's Dirter.
Dirter?
Did I stir? The Dirter's been murdered.
Oh, daughter.
You've seen dead teens in New York, Chicago, and Boston. But what about another city with very specific whites? Pennsylvania whites.
Would you guys quit eating Wawa Hokies over the body, please?
From the makers of Mayor of Easttown and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia comes...
So, is it my dirter?
And when she's murdered.
They murdered my dirter?
I'm afraid so.
My dirter! Baby Turner and they murdered her!
Gosh.
Oh, gosh, it's so funny. They've got it down to her vaping.
Yeah.
Does Kate Winslet vape in Marylandtown?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Quite a bit.
I watched the first episode.
What did you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm completely intrigued.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Donna, did you finish it?
No, they only release an episode every Sunday.
Oh, what streaming service is it on again?
HBO Max.
HBO Max. Huh?
I think it's dark, like Steve. It's very dark, but
look, there are some dark things that I'm good with.
Okay.
I just don't go down the dark alley as often as,
right.
as
okay.
other folks like to.
Oh, gosh.
These are your people.
These are my people. Oh my gosh. Now, they're talking about the eastern side of Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's different.
Pittsburgh, which is 5 hours away, right next to Ohio, it's a different one, but there are real similarities there. At one point, they said, like, Jagoff, J-A-G-O-F-F. It's like this common thing. If anybody screws up anything, oh, my gosh, what a Jagoff. Can you even believe that guy? Here, let's go out.
So
let's
funny.
Go out. We'll go downtown tonight and we'll just have a hoodie.
And they also make fun of it because it's very gray. It always looks damp where they are. Everything looks like it's in black and white, even though it's in color. They're all wearing like schlubby clothes. Mm-hmm. The women, everybody.
Their hair isn't done. I mean, Kate Winslet
is always a mess. She eats like a slob.
She's so good.
She's the best.
Oh.
There is an element of, I don't know if where you guys call home in New Jersey and Missouri, if there are similarities, but like Pittsburgh is a very blue-collar town. Years ago, it was steel mills. That was the industry. It used to physically look dirty because of all of the steel mills that they had. But when I go back there, there is a very...
Depressive.
What you're describing... No, not depressive. No, but what you're describing, you know, just... No one's overly concerned with how they look. It's just, and there's a goodness to that, right?
Yeah,
you go up to the local diner and they don't care. Okay, hon, you know what you want, or you need more time.
Yeah.
And you're like, we need more time. And it's like, thanks for calling me, hon.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of being in L.A.
Correct. It's like inside out.
Which is so revolting sometimes. You're like, God, just be real.
Yeah.
Well, every waiter's auditioning at your table.
Yeah, right?
They don't know what role you have.
So true. God. Finally, there was a bit on Dogecoin with Elon Musk as part of Weekend Update. Do we have time? Just real quick.
Yes, we do. Just didn't have my mic on here.
He's explaining what it is, sort of.
Another thing people want to know is, what was I like as a kid? Ask my mother, who's here tonight.
I love you very much.
I love you too, Mom.
And I'm excited for my Mother's Day gift. I just hope it's not Dogecoin.
It is. Prices have been soaring for cryptos like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and especially Dogecoin.
Oh, right. Now, what is Dogecoin?
Well, it actually started as a joke based on an internet meme, but now it's taken off in a very real way.
Okay, but what is Dogecoin?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man?
At one point, Michael J. brings out a dollar. He's like, see, so this is a dollar. Like, this is a dollar. So what is Dogecoin? And they just asked him like seven times, which, by the way, his explanation of it is the only thing that I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
All of cryptocurrency feels that way. Like, I can't actually learn this enough to actually understand it.
Yeah, you can't wrap your head around it for some reason. It's anyway, weird. It's like invisible money.
Coming up at 11:30 today, it's a Money Monday, Hour 3, if you're listening on the podcast. What happened to Dogecoin after Elon Musk was on SNL? What happened prior to and the week leading up to it? And then immediately after? I'll tell you about that at 11:30 today.
All right. When we come back, if you see something, you should say something, right?
Oh, man. If you watched the Kentucky Derby last weekend and you saw the big winner, yeah, might not be the winner after all. We will find out today if that win will stand and if the most prolific horse trainer of our generation is going to be forever banned from Churchill Downs. We'll explain the horse drama that is happening right now when we come back. And if you see something, say something next on Donna and Steve.
Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertaining.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
I don't know if you heard this over the weekend. I don't know if the Kentucky Derby winning horse's name is Medina Spirit or Medina Spirit.
Medina.
Ah, dang. We could have used it being Medina, am
I
right?
I know, yeah.
Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test. And it sent the horse world and the sports world into a tizzy over the weekend. I was very surprised by this information, namely the fact that it came some 6 days after the running of the Kentucky Derby is when the news came out. That's when the prolific 7-time Kentucky Derby winning trainer Bob Baffert found out about this. But what happened is the horse was, they always get this post-race test, and it tested positive for a legal thing, a legal drug, so to speak, within the horse racing community. The thing that they tell you, though, is that you cannot have this in your system, the horse cannot, within 2 weeks of the race, okay?
Okay.
So it has this little nano, he called it, have you ever heard of a picogram?
No.
Bob Baffert came out and he held this impromptu right outside of his stables. News conference on Saturday, and then I saw him again on SportsCenter last night. And he, again, the guy who has won 7 Kentucky Derbies, said last week he was like, wow, I feel like Tom Brady. I can't believe that this happened again. And now he's getting hit with a ban from Churchill Downs. They have a second test that is coming. And if the second test shows that he had, I'm trying to pronounce this correctly, Herpinder. If the horse tests positive for Herpinder a second time, the horse's win at the Kentucky Derby will be revoked, taken away. Then the win goes to, and the prize money, which I believe was $1.8 million, will go to the second place horse called Mandaloon. Their owner will get all that money. People who bet on Medina Spirit, they get to keep their money.
Okay, good, because I already spent it.
Did you?
I'm just saying, as other people
representing yes.
And how much money did they win?
Well, you get $1.8 million when you win the Kentucky Derby. And Bob Baffert, if you don't know that name, you would recognize his face. He's got white hair, wears these blue tinted glasses. He's, again, won 7 Kentucky Derbies. And his horses, every other time that his horse has won the Kentucky Derby, they have always, all 6 other times, always gone on to win the Preakness, which is the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Medina Spirit fails this test, it very likely isn't going to be able to race this Saturday. That seemed to be what Bob Baffert was suggesting. He has not heard from the venue where the Preakness is happening, the second big horse race in the Triple Crown. But he's waiting to find out. His theory is that it was such a trace amount that it came as a contaminant on some other legal sort of injection that you can give a horse prior to that is within the guidelines. He says, and I heard him say this in multiple interviews, they have never given Herpinder to their horse ever.
Okay, so he's never had it.
No, and they pressed him on it last night on SportsCenter. They pressed him on it and said, so to be clear, it's not just you gave it to him and it didn't clear his system. You're saying you have never given it.
Oh,
he said,
weird.
I've never given it. And he said, there are problems in horse racing, but it's not Bob Baffert. I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but why is this happening to me? And so, you know, it was funny. I went back and forth. I saw him do his first interview and I thought, this seems shady. And we've been lied to. Just bald-faced lied to by athletes before and people within sports. Lance Armstrong, anybody? And so at first I thought, I don't know if I'm buying this. And then I saw a second interview and I thought, maybe this is the case. His horses have had positive tests before in his four-decade career. He's had multiple within the last year, but it can be, it's not exactly like a steroid situation like in baseball. It's these trace amounts, and he said all of those were cleared before. So he said he was stunned when he found out on Saturday. He's heartbroken. He's heartbroken for the horse.
Oh, man.
It's a big old dramatic thing.
Well, the jockey, too. I mean, everybody's...
And the jockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this would get taken away from everybody, from Bob Baffert, the trainer, but also from the jockey, who now, you know, is known as a Kentucky Derby-winning jockey.
Right.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of stuff going on. And the fact that Churchill Downs, he was Bob Baffert, this trainer of Medina Spirit, said he felt like he didn't get any due process, that Churchill Downs just put into effect immediately him being banned from the racetrack.
Huh.
And so what's the next step again? He has to test again?
There's a second test that is coming out that should come out today or tomorrow.
Okay, and they're retesting like as of that day, or are they going back and analyzing the same test?
That I am not sure
That's
of.
That's too deep.
So his barn, as they call it in the horse racing circles, Bob Baffert's barn, received this word on Saturday that Medina Spirit tested positive for the excessive amount of the steroid betamethasone or herpender, which is sometimes used to treat pain and inflammation in horses. It's not like to grow their muscles. It's not like an anabolic steroid to grow muscles. But here's what they say. This is from Churchill Downs. To be clear, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated and Mandaloon will be declared the winner.
Doesn't that feel a little like, for Mandaloon?
Yeah, do you really feel like you won?
Mm.
You don't even get to celebrate. You
that's
don't get
true.
Dude, I don't know if they drink milk there. I think maybe that's at the Daytona 500. I don't know.
Milk?
Somewhere they drink milk after. They splash milk on each other.
I think it is the...
Is it the Indy 500?
Could be.
Doesn't matter.
One of those. Oh, well, that's sad. Well, especially when there's a medication that's used for... more than one thing.
That's what I was thinking. That's why the more you read from Churchill Downs, I don't know if they know more than we know, if they've dealt with Bob Baffert before with drug testing kind of things, but they went on to say that failure to comply with the rules and medication protocols jeopardizes the safety of horses and jockeys, the sport's integrity, and the Derby's reputation. Going on to say Churchill Downs will not tolerate it, given the seriousness of the alleged offense. Churchill Downs will immediately suspend Bob Baffert, the trainer of Medina Spirit, from entering any horses at Churchill Downs racetrack. Now, Bob Baffert.
All right, calm down, Downs.
Bob Baffert has two other horses that are already scheduled to run this weekend at the Preakness. So we don't know if Medina Spirit will be allowed, but Bob Baffert, in theory, would be allowed. But maybe, I don't know, if the test comes back and it's upheld. Maybe this other racetrack says we don't want Baffert's horses here.
Oh, no. Will the owners sue him? I mean, this could be the other owners.
All in favor, say nay.
How are you?
I got to go.
All right. Bye, Dawn.
Bye,
Dawn.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
When we come back, a big music video star of the 80s has passed away. We'll discuss that. And Miley Cyrus, her performance on SNL.